Binge eating disorder destroyed my life. My name is Anna, and I have dealt with binge eating disorder for 4 years. It all began when I was 13 years old. I started to compare myself to all the other girls at my school, probably the stupidest thing a teenager should do. My body started to grow, and at the time I did not realize that growing was normal. So as a solution to my insecurity, I starved myself. Eating in public was something I never did. I didn't want people to see me eat, or even worse, think I was fat. This is where the episodes begun. After a day of starvation, I would return to my room and find anything I could eat. I didn't necessarily eat junk food, but just everything I could find. Pasta, bread, cookies, chips, Pop-Tarts, fruit, anything. I used to go to the supermarket and stack bags of food just to eat alone in my room. What is concerning about binge eating disorder is that many do not identify the disorder immediately. Like me, at the time, I did not know what I had, that was a serious disorder. My mother was the one noticing change in my behavior. What once was an outgoing and bright girl became a girl afraid of her own shadow, she said. And she was right. I was afraid of my own shadow. I was even more afraid of my own reflection. I didn't want to be confronted with how I looked. So I started to lock myself in my room whenever I could. Binge eating disorder really destroyed my life. My whole memory of high school is blocked by all the things I faced due to the disorder. Insomnia, weight gain, guilt, and sorrow were the things I felt on a day-to-day basis. It even went that far that I started to hate myself. And at the time, nobody knew what I was going through. At least, that is what I thought. If it weren't for my mother, I would have probably been in the same situation as where I was 3 years ago. I was in such a dark place. I left all my friends. I was failing school. My whole life was just a big mess. My mother saw that I was in a miserable place, so she encouraged me to talk to a therapist. Speaking to someone I did not know was less confronting than to someone I did know. It helped me knowing what I was actually dealing with. Acknowledging what you're going through is the first step. If I could give a piece of advice to anyone, it would be to talk to someone. I know it is a difficult first step, but it is the most important step.